From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. A craft brewery on the Treasure Coast is fighting Florida's growler ban in federal court. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports the brewery's owners filed a civil rights lawsuit today with the U.S. District Court in Fort Pierce.
The Pacific Legal Foundation in D.C. is taking up a pro bono case on behalf of a family running the Crafted Keg, a craft brewery in Stewart. Mark Miller, an attorney with the legal group, says he wants a court to rule a state law prohibiting craft breweries, restaurants, and taverns from filling or selling beer growlers unconstitutional. Under current state law, breweries can sell beer in quart and gallon-sized containers, but they can't sell beer in half-gallon growlers, which are an industry standard used nationwide. Miller says it's hurting businesses.
It seems irrational because it is irrational. And so tourists will come into these restaurants and these breweries and say, you're just trying to gouge me. And they'll, so business is lost. Money is lost because this industry standard growler can't be filled.
Miller says this ban is a well-known problem in the state and lawmakers have failed to fix it in the past 2 years. He says anytime there's an effort to correct this ban, large beer companies use their lobbying power to stop it. The state's growler ban is uniformly unpopular, too. In fact, both Governor Rick Scott and his Democratic opponent, Charlie Crist, oppose the ban. Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Adrian Wiley even held a month-long statewide craft brewery tour earlier this year aimed at bringing awareness to a law he says is anti-business. Ken Lawson, the secretary of the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, was named as the defendant in the lawsuit. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.